You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In the days leading up to last night's third and final presidential debate, the question was put to key members of Donald Trump's team. Running mate Mike Pence, daughter Ivanka Trump, campaign manager Kellyanne Conway all said Donald Trump would uphold the results of the election. And that echoed what Mr. Trump himself said in the first debate, responding to a question from moderator Lester Holt, "Will you accept the results of the election?"
I'm going to be able to do it. I don't believe Hillary will. The answer is, if she wins, I will absolutely support her.
And then came last night's debate when moderator Chris Wallace pressed Mr. Trump on this very question.
Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit
what
to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
And with that, reaction exploded on both sides of the aisle. We turn now to the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, Ronna Romney McDaniel, with us again on Stateside. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what is your response, Ronna, to what seems to many to be a big flip-flop by Mr. Trump?
Well, I think some things came out yesterday that were concerning with regards to the DNC and the Clinton operation, where these tapes have surfaced now where there are political operatives saying that they're sending voters into states to commit voter fraud. And I think, obviously, Donald Trump's going to accept the certified results of the election. But you do want to make sure that voter fraud's not happening. And I certainly think the Clinton campaign should clarify that these comments made by this operative who quit yesterday were false, that they have nothing to do with the campaign. And I'd like to see that explored further by the media as well.
As the leader of a state party to say that, let's wait until after the election and make sure there is no voter fraud, that is a serious statement. So what evidence specifically do you have that does give you suspicion that the vote on November 8th could be rigged?
I actually didn't say that. I said, I don't think the vote's going to be rigged. I said, I'm concerned about what the Clinton campaign just revealed or these tapes that came forward that have Clinton operatives saying they're going to the state doing voter fraud. And I think you've got to make sure that the vote is done in a legal way, that it's fair. That's why you have poll watchers. I trust our Secretary of State. Once the votes are certified by the Secretaries of State, any candidate's going to accept that. And I think Donald Trump has said that as well.
In a fundraising letter that you sent out this week, you said in the postscript, "I've instructed the Michigan Republican Party staff attorneys to prepare a massive statewide voter fraud effort." And as you just said, in every election, both parties have teams of attorneys and election watchers and vote challengers and poll watchers and equal representation on county and state board of canvassers. So we have that all of the time. How is what you are proposing in that fundraising letter different from what the parties already do on election day?
The parties have always done this. We've always recruited poll watchers and had legal teams ready. Everybody wants to make sure that there's no voter fraud. I actually had a staffer during the primary where somebody went and took her ballot. So it does happen. You want to make sure it doesn't. You put operations in place to guarantee that. But it doesn't mean that we don't have a great Secretary of State. Our voting machines work great. But I am interested that this seems to be what everybody's talking about and not the tape that was revealed yesterday. We know the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign worked together on her primary process. They pretty much rigged the system against Bernie Sanders. It is very concerning that an operative yesterday said that they are sending voters into states like Michigan and into the Midwest to commit voter fraud. And I think she has to make sure to guarantee the voters that they are not going to let any of their operatives participate in anything like that.
Well, Ronna, what do you want to see different from what the parties have already done in Michigan on Election Day? Are you adding more attorneys or more resources or spending more money?
Everything we're doing is what we've always done. We always have poll watchers and challengers, as the Democrats always have. You want to make sure you have fair and legal elections. We have a great Secretary of State. All of those things are the same. That fundraising appeal we sent out was approved 3 weeks ago, that this is something we've always done and put those shifts together. I'm not concerned about it. There's nothing that makes me think there's more voter fraud this year than any other year.
But that letter, I'll read that line again. "I've instructed the Michigan Republican Party staff attorneys to prepare a massive statewide voter fraud effort." If there's nothing different, then how is that letter not just using the specter and threat of a rigged election to solicit money?
We always are putting together efforts to make sure we have a legal hotline in case there's voter fraud. And yeah, when I have a staff member who has her ballot taken in the primary as somebody's trying to attempt voter fraud, that does concern me, as it should concern any voter. And you want to make sure that doesn't happen. This is very typical for political parties. But let's get back to the issues that were discussed last night. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton's refusal to mention the Constitution as part of the factors she would be looking for in nominating Supreme Court justice. her advocating for open borders and a private tape and a paid speech and not being able to address that last night. Let's talk about the Second Amendment. Let's talk about the issues that were talked about in the debate. I think it's pretty clear Donald Trump's not going to challenge the certified results of the election. Neither is the state party. I have every confidence in our Secretary of State.
I don't know that it's as clear to everyone, including many in your party. Senator John McCain, Republican Senator Jeff Flake says, you know, this is beyond the pale. Lindsey Graham. In fact, speaking of that, I will point to what Nolan Finley of the Detroit News wrote. And here's his quote. No one with such cavalier disregard for the Constitution and American political tradition can claim any right to sit in the White House. He proved what his critics have been saying about him. He's dangerous. That's from Nolan Finley of the Detroit News. So it seemed to me you're out of step with many in your party.
I disagree. I'm saying that our system is fair, that Ruth Johnson does a great job, and we're trying to prevent voter fraud. I think that's pretty much in step with everybody in our state. I'm not saying there is going to be voter fraud. I'm saying we're trying to prevent voter fraud. And in any instance that happens, if one vote is taken away from any voter, we should make sure that that doesn't happen. And that's what the party system is for. And we're going to make sure that we are there helping the Secretary of State and making sure we elect a president on November 8th.
Let me go back to that moment last night when Mr. Trump said, I'll tell you at the time, I'll keep you in suspense, okay? What did you feel as a, not as the chairman of Michigan's Republican Party, but as a voter and as an American citizen when you heard that?
I think, first of all, the media reaction is overblown on this. I don't know why we're not talking about Hillary Clinton and the pay-to-play that came up last night with regards to her Clinton Foundation, to her disregard to telling the public the truth as to where she stands on immigration, saying one thing in private speeches and different things in public. Donald Trump has said previously he will accept the results of the election. He said, we'll wait and see. You're asking him to concede the election before a single vote's been counted. Al Gore, he said he would accept the results of the election and then came back and said, you know what, we need to do a recount. And I think a lot of Democrats agree that there should have been a recount. And there are sometimes are instances where you've got to go back and look, and if something major happened, of course you would need to do that. So I think it's a leading question to say, here, accept the results of your defeat before a single ballot has been counted.
I think many heard the question is, will you accept 240 years of American political tradition that we will have a peaceful transition? And he said, I'll keep you in suspense.
That was not the question that was asked. That's your interpretation of the question, which I understand. But he certainly never advocated for anything non-peaceful or indicated that he was going to do anything to have a non-peaceful transfer of power. And I didn't hear that at all in his response.
But it was about the election, not about his defeat. And as to the point about Al Gore's challenge to the Florida vote, that's a false equivalent. In that case, the vote was so close, it was very clear. It would be hard to determine a winner in Florida without a recount. So Florida was too close to call. Without calling it, there wasn't a winner, and the outcome wasn't clear. And that's not the same as creating the impression well in advance of the election that this disastrous scenario of fraud could happen and using this as a threat to undermine the process.
Well, I didn't hear him say that there's going to be massive fraud. What I heard is, let's wait and see. Let's let the votes be counted. What if it is so close that there's a recount? Al Gore, of course, went on the record and said, of course, I'm going to accept the results. And then it was so close that a recount was necessary, understandably. And perhaps that will be the case this time. Again, let's focus on the issues that get people jobs, get the economy going, that the fact that our economy is growing at a sluggish pace, that people are concerned about the path of our country and the issues that matter to them. I don't think most Americans are concerned that Donald Trump's going to start a revolution on Election Day if he loses. That's not the case. He's just saying, let's just make sure it's not so close. I'm not going to concede defeat before a single ballot's been counted.
Rana, short of a Trump victory, what needs to happen for you to be content and say, yes, the election was fair?
The Secretaries of State certifying the results, I have every confidence in them, of course. They're going to determine whether it's fair. They run the statewide elections in every state. And once that's done, I think everybody should say it's fair. And I would say that, and so would Donald Trump. And I'm going to accept the results of the election. Obviously, I'm not advocating not accepting the results of the election. But we want to make sure, again, that there isn't voter fraud and that we take the proper steps to ensure a fair election.
And if there is a win for Secretary Clinton, and it is beyond a doubt that there was no fraud, there was no rigging, how will you then, as leader of Michigan's Republican Party, convince skeptical and angry supporters in Michigan to accept those results? How will you reassure them our democracy is sound?
We have an amazing country, and it's very partisan during election times. But when you're on the street and you're talking to your friends, you don't say, are you a Republican or a Democrat? I'm not going to talk to you. You talk about your kids. You talk about your family. You talk about school and your job. And we've got to get back to those conversations and heal this country. And hopefully after this partisan election, which always happens, we get a little bit more divided. We work to unite and heal and solve some of the big problems facing our nation.
Ronna Romney McDaniel, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Thank you for spending time with us on Stateside today.
Thanks for having me.